If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2017-18 is fast approaching and the teams in the Elite League are moving to complete their rosters ahead of what promises to be an exciting campaign. Brayhead Clan are no different as head coach John Tripp builds his first lineup in his inaugural campaign in the UK. Welcome to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications, and it's time to discuss the latest move with the newest recruit. Of course, this latest player may be the newest recruit, but he's no stranger to the Purple Army, having played for the club in 2013 under Paul Gardner, where he made 18 appearances, scored one goal and assisted in four more. He'll become the fifth player in the club's history to return for a second spell after leaving to play elsewhere. The others on that list are Bobby Chamont, Neil Trim, Lee Esders and Brendan Brooks, although Brooks technically has yet to play in his second spell. Anyway, this player has been back in the UK twice, signing for Mark Lefebvre at Coventry Blaze in 2014, where he won the playoffs, and returned last summer to go to Dundee Stars, where Lefebvre was again the man that signed him. And again, he played in the playoff finals, so perhaps an omen for the Clan. It's time to say hello to signing number 14 for the new season. It's Craig Seskin. Craig, it's not so much welcome to the club, but welcome back to Brayhead Clan. Is it fair to say this is a move you didn't expect to happen again?
It wasn't a move we were expecting, but obviously we're more than thrilled to be coming back to Brayhead. And when we spoke with John there last week and Gareth reached out, we felt it was a perfect move. And we're excited to get over there.
Now, you were remembered in your first spell as being a physical, tough defenceman. Now, you're a little bit older, a bit more mature perhaps. Is that still the case, or is there more to you than before?
I still try to play a tough game. Obviously I try to make it tough for the opposition night in, night out. My biggest thing is just kind of taking care of my own end and playing a tough game as well, and trying to get their players off their game a little bit. But yeah, I try to just bring it all game in and game out.
Now, usually I ask what expectations a new signing might have of the Elite League, but you keep coming back. So what is it about the Elite League you enjoy so much?
My wife and I, we just like it over in the UK. I feel the style, it fits me. It's very similar to North America and what I was playing before we came over. So, my wife enjoys it. We had her son over in Dundee last year, so it'll be fun to bring him back. And the way the league's ran, it's more, like I said, more like a North American league, and it's fitting.
Now, as I say, you first came to the club in 2013. At that time, it wasn't a happy place. I know you enjoyed your experience of the Clan when you were here, but talk about that experience and what you hope for the season ahead.
We had a great experience in Brayhead. It was a short stint. We came over in February. I started the year off in Poland and talked with Gardzi halfway through the season, and he brought us in. And we just enjoyed our time over there. So when we got talking with Gareth and John about coming back here again, it was a no-brainer for us.
Now, you come back to, in many ways, a different club to the one you left 4 years ago. Bearing in mind that previous experience, how did John need to sell the club to you, or did you, as soon as the opportunity came up, you grabbed it?
No, he didn't need to sell the club at all. I mean, I've seen the growth of the club over the past 5 years. It was run top notch when I was there, and I'd imagine it's even better now. So you see the way they're selling out every game, and a good fan base, and I've spoke with plenty of guys who have played there the last few years, and they've had nothing but good things to say. So as for having to sell the club to me, not at all. We knew we know what it's all about, and like I said, we just had to get over there.
So, Craig, you talked about the fact you've been mature as a player, from 4 years ago. You became a father last year as well. for the first time. Does that mature you as well as a player? Does that give you more of a responsibility, you might say?
I mean, when I'm at the rink, I put all of that aside. Obviously, it'll be exciting and a little different when I look up and I can see my wife and child there watching. But no, as for my game, nothing changes. Whether I was married or kid or no kid, you know, whatever. I pride myself in, like I said, just trying to be a no nonsense, stay at home defenseman, and nothing's going to change because of that.
So next season, 12 teams, 3 conferences is the new format. Does this season have the potential to be much more exciting than previously?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. You got all the Scottish teams, you know, up north in one of the divisions and or conferences, sorry, and you know the other 8 teams, you know, throughout another 2 conferences. So it'll be exciting for sure. You got more teams, and now only 8 of the 12 get into the playoffs, so it makes it the league games all that much more important.
Now, there's only a few weeks left, and you and the team will be together here in Glasgow getting ready for the new season. How's the rest of your summer going to pan out for you?
It's been the same all summer, so I'll just continue skating and working out and, work on getting my visa and all that finalized. Summer, you know, whether it's the first week or the last week, it's, you know, kind of been the same, just been skating and working out and taking care of the family.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.